Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're not going to believe this, but a judgment rules, and John, you're going to fill us in on this, to take down a cross at a park, Bayview Park, in the city of Pensacola, right off the Gulf Coast. You're seeing it there. John, tell us this craziness is going
on. Well, federal judge rules cross violates the law and must be removed. It says atheists across...
The cross violates the law?
Some law, yes. I don't know what
you
law that
think
is.
Trying to assassinate congressmen. You would think going riding
we
in the streets.
We would want to keep the cross.
You would think, well, you would think that's violating the law.
Oh, yeah.
The cross is doing nothing but standing there as a standard.
There. Yeah.
The things that are going on.
I didn't know that a law, yeah, you're right. It's in a person. The cross is violating a law. Think
right.
About that.
Why people are protesting in the streets and doing mock killings of our president in the park. And it's like, and they're saying this is violating the law?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What do you say?
He says atheists across the, and this article is from the Charisma News. Mm-hmm. They're reporting this. Todd Starnes is the author of this article. It says atheists across the Fruited Plain are rejoicing after a federal judge, Judge Vincent, declared that a cross it erected in a Florida park violated the law and must come down. He says, quote, "I am aware that there's a lot of support in Pensacola to keep the cross as is, and I understand and respect that point of view. Judge Roger Vincent. But the law is the law," he says. "And the law was lawsuit was filed in 2016 by the notorious Freedom From Religion Foundation, the American Humanist Association, on behalf of four Pensacola citizens."
Four. So you think about this. Jesus is so powerful. You think about it. He's so awesome, you know.
Yes.
And he did accomplish such a great work on the cross.
Yeah.
God encountering us.
Yeah.
You know, it was the conduit to connect us to him because he paid for our sins on that cross.
That's right.
Not that cross, but the cross in Calvary.
That's
that
right.
God so loved us that he gave his son to live a sinless life, but also pay the price and die on the cross. Mm. And he was buried in the grave and raised the third day. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. And he's watching these four folks.
Four folks.
Scared to death of the awesome thing. I understand why you're scared, because it is awesome. But taking down little pieces of wood is not going to change it. He is a king.
That's right.
He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And you can take all these things down you want to, but it won't change the reality. You have to confront. You're going to be confronted in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you so scared of a little piece of wood?
A little piece of wood.
A branch, a tree. You know why? Because the curse. Every man was cursed. Because cursed is, but Jesus took that curse on, and he says, cursed is every man that hangs on
a tree.
Not only did he take on our sins, but that represents the fact that he hung on a tree that took away the curse. So we're no longer cursed.
That's right.
And all these people who are in darkness are wanting to curse and speak these things out. You can't. Jesus broke the curse. Mm. But it's just amazing to me.
Yeah. The cross is so powerful, and his name is so powerful.
Yeah.
What name?
The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus. You can say any name that you want to say. No one has a problem with that.
Right.
But once you mention the name of Jesus, everything breaks
loose. Well, you know, they probably don't understand that he's no longer on the cross.
No, you know, he's not there.
He's not there.
And he's no longer in the manger either.
So you can't do he's alive.
Yes, he is.
He's alive. I mean, he's alive. That's the difference between false gods and our true God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the fact that he's alive.
Yeah. It's not just the fact that he died on the cross. It's what happened 3 days later.
The Father rose him up on the third day so that he was the firstborn from amongst us.
Yeah.
So listen, the reason why you're struggling with a piece of wood, because you're convicted of the reality that God created everything. He created everything. And you're disturbed by that. But you know what? He loves you. If you take this moment and say, you know what, instead of trying to fight against God, because that's what you're really doing, because it's between you and God, and you won't win with that. Just surrender to him. Just give your life over to him. As a matter of fact, many people have done that. They originally fought, like Saul did. You read about him in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. And we're talking about the Damascus Gate, as we talked about the earlier part of this program.
Yes.
It was the road to Damascus. And as he was going there, he thought Jesus was dead. He didn't think he was God, but he found out both those things weren't true because he met a living God on the road to Damascus. And he turned his whole life around from trying to take down crosses and tear down the church, from being a terrorist against the church. He became a sole advocate of the church and wrote almost 50% of the New Testament that we read today. A lot of the letters that were written. He went into captivity. He was put into prison. He was carried as a prisoner. But you know what? He was free all the time. And we're reading his stuff now. So I just want to tell you, if you're worried about this, listen, you can take down all the little sticks and crosses you want to. That's already done with already. He's sitting on a throne. He's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. And he loves you. Your contention is not with man. It's not with laws. And if you're a judge thinking to go that way, realize you're going to have to answer for that on the last days.
Yes.
Because it says, you are ashamed of me before men. If you didn't bring me up before men, if you took down the cross because you thought about people were going to think bad about you, when you stand before the Father, I'm not going to stand for you.
Yeah.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah. Reportedly, this cross has been up for 75 years.
It's the JCs that put it up?
The JCs put it up.
JCs are like an organization.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And no one was offended until now. And,
right.
and the truth is that God belongs in the public square. If you look at all of the monuments of Washington, D.C., Newt Gingrich wrote a great book called Rediscovering God in America. Mm-hmm. And he takes every single monument. And he talks about all the scriptures that are written all over them. The Washington, D.C., Washington Monument for George Washington.
Well, I think about this. I think about the city of Pensacola, the mayor of the city and the city council, not all of them.
Oh.
They brought in a disciple of Satan.
Yes.
They gave him a speaking place over the city and let him chant over the city. And now look at the gateways they're opening up. Now the same city now. Is taking
that is,
down.
That is, wow. Absolutely.
And we were there to cover that. We have that before. You can see it. It really happened.
It happened.
You know, and I asked where the mayor was, and they said the mayor's upstairs in his office. And like, what's going on down here? And the city council, not all of them, but enough of them, asked this guy to come in and gave him the platform.
The president of the time.
Did not have to. And he chanted his little stuff out. So four people complained. And you're looking at what happens when you open the door to Satan in your city. Pray for Pensacola. Pray that the hearts will turn around. Pray that godly leadership will come into the city council and to the mayor's office. And it's very important to do that because God will turn things around. When there's good leadership, God leadership, people rejoice. But when there's leadership going the other way, it's the people's teeth
mourn.
Cringe. Yeah. And we don't need this kind of thing to happen because revival's coming. Great awakening is coming.
Yes.
And everything's going to turn. You want to be part of those that are turning the nation back to God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.